This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The Jefferson County School District will gather public feedback on a draft of its back-to-school plan for fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Officials say the district will offer a remote learning option for some families who don't want their children to return to the classroom because of health concerns. For most students, the plan is to have a hybrid model that could include learning outside on school grounds if necessary. Superintendent Jason Glass says there will likely be staggered schedules, no common area for gathering, and
symptom screening and temperature checks coming in, their recommended face coverings.
How many days a week students would actually be in school depends a lot on health regulations, which could change a lot before school starts back up. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Western Slope is getting about 28 miles of new trails not too far from I-70. The Bureau of Land Management will build 18 miles of new mountain bike trails and a new parking area west of the town of Rifle. The project will reroute the popular Rifle Arch hiking trail and open other routes in the area to e-bikes. The BLM will also build 10 miles of new trails near Newcastle for hikers and traditional non-electric bikes. Colorado just got its clearest picture yet of the economic damage inflicted by the COVID-19 pandemic. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
The state's unemployment rate swung from a record low to a record high in just 3 months, hitting 11.3% in April, and there are few signs of improvement. Requests for unemployment benefits are still pouring in by the tens of thousands, and layoffs have spread to new sectors. Meanwhile, businesses that do reopen are facing conflicts with workers. The state has received around 1,000 reports of workers refusing to return to jobs, with many citing health and safety concerns. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado will change the way it measures and tracks greenhouse gas emissions by requiring operations like oil and gas and cement plants to report emissions to the state. The goal of the new rule adopted by the Air Quality Control Commission is to better understand where and how much pollution is occurring in Colorado. The rule will help track the state's progress towards its goals of reducing carbon emissions. It will also phase out the use of hydrofluorocarbons, a potent greenhouse gas typically used in air conditioning and refrigeration systems. You're listening to CPR News.